Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, Populate Electronic Medical Records, specializing in podiatry, and UK Health Radio. Hey, everybody, happy Doctor Day, by the way. All the doctors in so many different areas. It's such a key part of culture. Shout out to my friend, ZocDoc, Z-O-C-D-O-C. Get an appointment anytime immediately. We've got a great doubleheader, Barbara Stone. She's the author of So Much to Drool About, Lessons for Living Large. I think it has something to do with her Great Danes. She's joining me, along with James Porfido. He's an attorney. He's the author of Unequal Justice. And, oh, yeah, he's a multiple marathoner. Then Dr. Bob Wisdom, some emails. Barbara Stone, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Barb, give us some background on yourself and this whole major idea of paying attention to living large.
You know, thanks, Bob.
And drooling about it.
And drooling about it, because you know what? That's what right. It is. Life is to be drooled over. But, you know, I had a start. I ended up finishing my MBA. I got involved in manufacturing for 25 years. I was a senior leader, moved myself up to being executive vice president, CFO. And I'm going like, really? Is this what life is all about? And I really wanted to be able to start seeing what could I do to help people and give something back. And I started studying resiliency, positive psychology, and I had this credential of going all the way up to being, you know, certified in so many different modalities as a certified coach, ICF coach. But, you know, and so I've been doing this for over 6 years. But one of the things that had happened to me when I was in the pandemic, I needed something that was going to be inspirational for me to get up and get going every day, because I really needed to, and I'm going to use this term again, your term, alignment with my life. And so what I started doing was I started reading things that were inspirational. And I'm going like, throughout, I'm blogging for the past 6 years, and I'm pulling out all these things, and then I finally ended up saying, wow, you know what? I need to write this inspirational book. And so what I did was we took all my blogs, and we started pulling things out and creating stories that could be meaningful to people, and then I put it through the eyes of my four Great Danes. I've never had four all at once. I only have two at a time. But
you know, it's interesting. We always talk about on the Sports Doctor when people say, you know, what these animals have to do with sports? Either what I would tell all athletes to own a cat because of their athletic ability, or we would see everything from therapy dogs to dogs going to Notre Dame to get the team to relax and high performance. And yep. The fact that absolutely pets are special. They really, yeah. Really are. And I think that everybody would probably agree like heck with that they're in so many ways they're special. And that, you know, the idea of seeing it through their eyes it's got to be an interesting perspective. And what are some of the bullet points of what they felt was so important in living large, Barb?
Yeah, so, you know, one of my first Danes was a rescue, and she lived for her first life in a crate. And so one of the things that, you know, and I rescued her, there was an ad in the paper, And one of the first stories in the book is about she was dreaming. Now, you know, just think about this. Your athletes, we all, they're dreaming about crossing that finish line, getting the first place or doing the best they can. Well, she was dreaming about what would it be like for her to have a home where she was loved. And so she dreamt about, and I have it that she dreamt about us. But the lesson there is we all need to dream. We need to think about what else we want to do in our lives to be able to reach, and that therefore we can align our values, our purpose, and really move into.
And again, all of these features, as I like to call them, really, really pertain, again, whether we're talking about the kids enjoying their youth sports and growing up, or school, or the idea of people trying to stay healthy and active longer. Shout out to all you pickleball players. And the idea of the, I call it the mental game, Barbara, whether I have a psychiatrist on the show, a psychologist on the show, a mental trainer on the show, or has contributed to my book. And what's interesting is the world of coaching, life coaching and performance coaching and business coaching has become a tremendously important area when people might talk about, the idea of living large, which might start with somebody let me out of the crate, right? Get me out of here.
But athletes get a coach to be able to help them on their way and really developing the physical sense, their training, what they need to do. You know, I call myself a leadership development coach because I work with leaders, and we each are leaders, but we need somebody to walk alongside us and guide us. Yes, because it is that mindset.
Well, it's another great point. I don't care who the leader is. They all want to stay healthy and stay fit. So many times we're interested, and again, when I talk about the new medicine and I mention eating smarter, number one, you define smarter. Everybody's smart enough to know what we're talking about. Number two, keep moving, whether you want to do walking, you want to be a runner, you want to do yoga, you want to go to the gym, keep moving, do something. And now the big area that you're dealing with, this whole mental side of things, reducing stress, such a huge challenge for all of us. You know, the pandemic, you know, times 1,000 times social media. The idea then to say, hey, let me pay attention to this area, again, whether it's these young kids trying to tolerate a situation of the technology exploding around them and being exposed, 36 hours a day, or we see so much pressure on these kids to perform. It's the more talented they are, the more the pressure's there with traveling teams and club teams and tremendous expenses. So whether we're talking about the CEO and his family, he's either a sports parent or a sports grandparent, Barb.
Yep. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is, like you were, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you nailed it on the spot. You know, we listen to social media. We get up in the morning and we listen to the news. And what happens is we get all negative and we go down a rabbit hole that just continues to suck us down. But what we really need to do is start really looking at the things that are positive and the things that you can control. And that's part of the reason that I wrote this book. It can be for all ages from 8 to 98. It's because it's going to be inspirational for you to think about some positivity and positive things that you can step into your life.
That's why we try, again, that umbrella regarding the mental game to include all different expertise, whether it's social workers, whether it's psychiatrists, again, with a lot of these different areas. And again, coaching is added in another 20 areas. Do you have a website, Barb?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
It is barbstone.me, barbstone, BARBSTONE.ME.
Really? How'd you get to add yourself to the end of the website?
it, The guy that's working on my website found that one for me. So it's barbstone.me.
Now you're in an area. Yes, you're in an area again that's in a lot of professions and specialties. And a lot of times, I like to ask all of you your perspective on how do you find your area specifically as business development fitting in with the psychology world, the social worker world. You know, you were in the big part of business. So how do you find whether or not there's cooperation from the professions, the medical profession, the mental profession, or whether it's still a contest as far as, you know, getting collaboration?
So, you know, one of the things I believe in collaboration, I am not a certified social worker. I have a certified group relationship coach. I'm a certified professional coach, but I'm not a therapist. And so what happens is if I see that I don't look really past in the, what happened to you to create trauma in your life, I look forward. I look to end up saying, what's going on for you right now? If there are things that you're getting really stuck with that I can't help you because of some past trauma, I tell people to go to a therapist.
Yes. Well, this is, again, this is a big point on a sports doctor, is encouraging this kind of collaboration and cooperation, which is because coaching has exploded. And you have an awful lot of people. They might be at the top of the area of coaching, and they're not a doctor, they're not a therapist, yet they're very involved in the world of Robert Andrews with the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, who's worked with the gold medalists, with the Simone Biles and whatever, a mental therapist coach.
Yeah.
Psychology. So that cooperation. Often very important. And do you find that the, again, the business population gone through so much trauma? You know, we have a lot of stress, all the social media, again, like you mentioned, the news, all of this stuff. And that's before we mention the word politics. We find that spirituality seems to be really, really popular. No one's against it. Because it doesn't have anything to do with any individual faith, but it has everything to do with all of the faiths.
Yep.
And we find that even at the highest level of sports medicine or, you know, business coaching or cooperation, now people accept the idea. People used to think it was voodoo, you know, 20 years ago when you talked about how medicine paid attention to the whole mental side of things, let alone the world of concussions. And these kinds of challenges. So I would imagine that so much of what you do has to do with cooperation of families and organization and collaboration.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, yes, I do. You know, I have a leadership model that I teach. And it's, number one, it starts with the leader of self. Then, because before you can really start leading your team or your organization, you need to lead yourself. And that's why I say everybody is a leader. Then you can be a visionary and you bring the people along. But throughout the process, you need to be a leader as a partner. You know, how are you being able to see that vision that everybody is doing and moving things forward? The other piece that I teach as far as my leadership model is everyone needs to lead like a coach. If you're curious, and you listen, and you ask powerful questions, no matter what profession
Barb. You made a powerful point right out of the bat when you said, you know, athletes all have coaches. And in the opposite of that, of course, is that most of the rest of us, or regular people, or whatever, don't. So maybe they don't get that supervision of all these things that make so much sense. Again, whether it's the highest level of sports or it's just people trying to get together and play some tennis or to be a walking club or whatever it happens to be, the idea of, you know, of trying to stay active and how physically that makes a difference. And the idea, you know, but you have a lot of these different groups, and it's great to see that cooperation is there. And I would imagine, again, because every business person you're dealing with in so many cases is involved with family dynamics. True?
Absolutely. I mean,
up to their ears, right?
Yeah, well, you do. You either have children or you have a spouse or you have parents. I mean, there is always different dynamics that are going on in your life, and you really need to be able to understand how to navigate it. And so, yes, you can get a coach to be able to help you, but sometimes if you need to go deeper, there may be a therapist along the line.
Are you a meditation fan? How if you know, my figure skaters over the years, every one of them visualized. They were so ahead of the game so many ways.
Absolutely.
But how much attention do you pay to whether somebody adds in, before we run out of time, regarding that side, whether, you know, rest and recovery?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things is I talked about dreaming. Dreaming so that you can see, you can visualize what you want. But I have on my website, I have the 4 tips to get you up and going in the morning. Number 1, gratitude. Number 2, meditation, prayer, whatever it is that you want. Number 3, reading something inspirational so that you can be intentful in your life.
Great.
And moving
quickly
forward.
Give me
and
number
then,
4. Give me 4.
Number 4 is then look at your schedule.
Give me the website. Otherwise,
okay, it's barbstone.me.
Hey, Barb, thanks. Hold on a second. Dynamite segment. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctor. Thanks, Barbara Stone. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them.
Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Podiatrist, and I want to welcome Jim Profito. He's an attorney. He's the author of Unequal Justice. The man's also a multiple marathoner. James, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Thank you for having me on.
Great. You know, we're really, whatever the vocation or specialty around the world of my guests, many times we know that somebody likes to be labeled, especially if they run marathons. Was saying that James, the man's a runner. How long have you been a runner, Jim?
I've been running since law school, to be honest. It was a way for me to kind of relieve stress, and it started out with a couple of miles at a time, and it just started to grow over the years to decrease stress and tension, quite frankly.
Yeah, so if you...
And it's evolved over the years, too.
Yes.
Many marathons.
Yeah, but then you... Yeah, how many... Yeah, you run, did you say, 8 marathons?
13. I'm up to 13.
Wow. Okay. There you go. So, you know, again, in the sports podiatry world, of course, you're right up our alley all these years, whether we're talking about shoe technology, off-running training. You know, 25, 30 years ago, serious runners, if they came near a weight room, someone would laugh at them. Now we see a whole difference in the performance side, but the reducing of stress, it's funny, running's always been famous for that. And again, as an attorney, you know, there's no doubt about it. Give us some background on yourself and your book, Unequal Justice.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dr. Bob. So I'm an attorney. I've got over 35 years of experience.
We used to talk about the lawyers were on the left, the doctors were in the middle, and the insurance companies on the right. And you and I both know that the insurance companies won, you know, in that area. Or the crazy world of the attorneys and the world of athletics and the professional athletes has got to be kind of crazy. Is it equal or unequal?
Well, you're probably right about that, because I had some inspiration after seeing Jerry Maguire that I wanted to be a sports agent, but that never panned out.
You know, it's interesting though. Again, the idea of the whether we're talking again about a particular sports injury and the idea of that whole legal side of everything when it comes to what type of law do you practice?
I'm in the area of criminal law as a former prosecutor and criminal defense attorney. That's where my specialty was and is as a certified criminal trial attorney. So I practiced in the area of criminal law.
I saw the mega famous Jack Canfield. Had mentioned your book, as well as a recent award that you got with the book.
Yeah, you know, I had the honor, quite frankly, of doing a master class with Jack Canfield, and I was selected among a number of candidates, and we had one-on-one contact, and I learned a lot. He's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul,
right?
Along with Patty Aubrey, and that book has been sensational. It's just done an amazing number of sales, and I interviewed with Jack, and I think it's available on YouTube. But I learned a lot, and I certainly received some accolades about the book through the Los Angeles Times, and was recognized by Pacific Reader's Guide as an up and coming book. So I'm happy to share that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting too, Jim. When I've had on social workers working with inner city high school, junior high school athletes and their families, and the myriad of whether it was school involved or the traveling club involved or the neighborhood involved, there was always legal issues. Again, and some of them led to serious situations. Others were tragic, but the challenges always seemed to be there in some of these different specifics. So again, the attorney side of things is a big part of sports medicine, even if it's trying to get the insurance company to cover you for your injury in the car accident, right?
That happens so often, and there is a lot of interplay. And, you know, I've dealt with representation and prosecution of juvenile delinquents, and those are people under the age of 18 that are charged with criminal offenses. And I have to say, I agree with you that, you know, when you're suffering from a broken family and there's a myriad of legal problems and issues.
Athlete in the state. If you're the best athlete in the state, we got colleges now offering you millions of dollars. So we say you got to talk to an attorney.
It's crazy because what they're doing is they're making it business and they're taking the sport out of it. And you know what's happening, and you probably know this, Dr. Bob, is you get coaches like Nick Saban that say these kids don't want to be coached. They just want to make money, you know, and it becomes a business, and it really shouldn't be that way, even though we all know it is.
Well, in youth sports, this is a big part of the sports, doctor, where we're talking about all of these challenges. Matter of fact, we have a documentary coming out, Joe Franco with Chesapeake Films, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, and all of this stuff. Just think of the screaming parent on the sidelines, or again, the overzealous coach, let alone the doctor who's still in prison in some different way.
Yeah.
So again, many times we see it. And again, at the high level, it's such a big business. So the idea of it starting with whether or not your son or daughter's having fun, let alone whether they've got some sort of a problem involved in one regard or another. What's the best way to find out about the book? Do you have a website, Jim?
www.unequal-justice.com. It's available on barnesandnoble.com. And you can easily find me by searching my name, James M. Porfido, P-O-R-F-I-D-O. And I have a website, porfidolaw.com. But I wanted to just catch on to what you just said. That is a huge problem. And when you have a really great athlete that's in that level, when they get into trouble, people tend to look the other way and excuse that because they think they're going to be a sensational athlete and have a great career ahead of them. And they don't want to be the person or persons to interfere with that. And it's often overlooked, and it happens, unfortunately, too often when these kids get into trouble.
Let alone, again, the abuse side, whether it be the doctor and or coaches getting involved in one, you know, regard or another. What's your definition of the idea you came up with, unequal justice? What was the parameters of that title?
Sure. Well, my experience, I talked
put
about
you on
my
the
experiences
spot.
inside the courtroom. You know, being a defense attorney and being a former prosecutor, I got to see how the system works, and it's not always fair, it's not always even, it's not always equal. I experienced that firsthand in representation of clients having high-profile prosecutions.
Now, the idea of that, even though I think in so many ways there's so many great individuals trying to make positive changes in so many of these different areas. And a lot of it is good. A lot of it is so important. The psychology side of things have gotten to be such a big deal in so many different ways. And the idea that, you know, the system itself, do you find that attention is being paid to one of that big point?
I don't really feel that is. It's sad to say that it's in this day and age we're seeing examples of unequal justice. So many times, you know, that there's evidence of prosecutorial misconduct or that the judges have a bias or an interest in the outcomes and they're slanting the case in that direction. That happens all too often, and it really shouldn't happen, because we need to kind of pull back the idea that Lady Justice really should be blindfolded. And the cover of my book shows that the blindfold is actually, she's peeking out from under the blindfold, which is symbolic in a lot of ways, that the scales of justice are not evenly tipped.
Yeah, that's the idea of the, whatever the topic happens to be, the sports doctor, we pay attention to three big, big areas, and the three areas are awareness, whatever the heck we're talking about, the awareness of it. Number two, the education, all these different sides of what we happen to be talking about. Number three is the action side, trying to make some sort of change one way or another. And many times, again, we see that when we're looking at the word progress and how we're doing, you know, in people's various professions, many times, there's so much stress and anxiety, so many pressures. And again, that's why the importance, again, number two, when I talk about the new medicine on the sports doctor, Jim, I talk about number one, eat smarter. You can define smarter. Two is keep moving. Now, you might go to the gym, you might do yoga, you might be a runner, you might be involved in whatever it is, but you got to keep moving ideally. And three, of course, is trying to reduce stress. And like you said, you've been running since you were in law school or whatever. How many miles are you doing now?
Oh, my God. I do about 30 a week until I'm doing a marathon. I'll be training for another marathon real soon. And I do
a tremendous amount
of half marathons.
How many days a week do you run?
I usually run 5 to 6 days a week. So I usually take one day off. And,
good.
My body seems to be holding up, thank God.
Yes. Well, many times we see, because 50% of runners, consistent runners, at least have biomechanical problems. And many times it's missed, where we see that, people don't realize any lower extremity problem, back, hips, knees, are foot-related. Maybe not foot-caused, but foot-related. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking the law, A, B, C, D, E, with James Porfido. He is the author of Unequal Justice, and we were talking about the 19 different areas that sometimes this applies. For instance, in my past world with the sports doctor, whether it's a coach, whether it's a family situation, whether we're talking about the best athletes, whether we're talking about the idea of the different kinds of activities that really can make a difference in our stress level. And, you know, running's been around for all these years. It's amazing. And it's good to hear you've been holding up physically.
Yes, so far, so good. Thank God.
I hope you're cross-training. Right, I hope you're mixing in some cross-training.
I sure am. I do a lot of that. And like you said, watching your diet, what you eat, and, you know, just paying attention and keep moving is so important.
And I just assume we try to pass this down. You got to understand the things we're talking about. There is still an obesity problem, big time, and a childhood obesity problem, big time, in the United States. We're treading water. Like when we asked, hey, how's the progression of the law industry? We heard Jim's talk. Well, the same thing when we're talking about the obesity, childhood obesity concern, that we're treading water at best. It's a major problem. So the educational side of things becomes, you know, such a big deal. And there's almost no instance in all of these areas that there isn't a legal side to things. It's interesting. You almost became a sports agent. That the movie got you.
Yeah. That was fascinating. And I actually took the NFL player agent exam. I went to DC, and I actually was very serious about making that kind of a commitment to move over to that world. Because I'm a huge sports fan, big football fan.
Where are you?
Well, I'm a Giants fan. I got to say that reluctantly. We haven't been doing so good. But I'm hoping for a big turnaround. But my backup team is the Miami Dolphins. I grew up as a Dolphins fan.
Where are you now?
I'm in Florida right now, actually. I spent some time in Florida and go back and forth to New Jersey.
Good. I thought I said the same. I practice my New York accent at least once a week, even when I'm live from Chicago for who knows how many.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a fantastic job, I must say.
I got to keep that accent going. I used to say the marathon mindset in many instances, although for years it was thought that if you were a runner, you were impervious to any other kind of concern, which of course was the fallacy times 10, which became apparent when the famous runner, Jack Fixley, the author, dropped dead running and couldn't believe
Jim
it. They thought it was another one. Yes, Jim Fix was a crazy story on that side. Yeah. So, again, the sports agent, interesting, because, again, today, huge with the NIL likeness challenge. We've talked about that with some of these various coaches and sports parents. Matter of fact, I had a gal, she's the money doctor, been my guest. We were talking about that side of things, let alone the legal side, I would imagine, with all of these things, you know, when you have so much money involved, where those athletes are signing, and it's always been a great marriage, I would imagine, between that a person who was a representative, if he had a law background.
I agree, and I always thought that you really had to deliver on so many different levels. If you were going to be representing a player as their agent, a young kid coming out of the inner city, you had an obligation and a duty to look out for them and make sure that you were a steward for them, to make sure they weren't squandering that money that they were getting. Because look at what's happening today. These kids are coming out of colleges. They're making money in college now. So they've really got to be astute and smart in so many areas. They got to be business people. And they're not really savvy to that. They might be looking at all this money that's being thrown at them, and they're just spending it like they're drunken sailors, for crying out loud. If you don't have the right person in your corner, you could really go down the wrong road.
Well, this is, again, the educational side that we were talking so much about in these areas of the sports doctor, these three generalities, which is awareness, number one, of whatever we're talking about, the educational side of what that topic might be, and then the idea of the change side, the action side, whatever. And the difficulty sometimes, again, in this high-paced society, again, the relationship between the legal profession and the insurance industry is nuts in so many ways. The healthcare system and the legal part of it, you know?
There's all so much interconnection, quite frankly. There's so much that, you know, we could talk about in this area,
I'm rooting for that interconnection, but it's really been, and of course, the more things are the business-wise, these healthcare clinics, doctors' offices, everything's being bought up. This tremendous difference between these conglomerates, what used to be in the individual practice side, has always had a legal side to it, let alone the world of malpractice.
Correct. Yeah, that's a big concern because you can't be too careful, you know, and the standard of care is let's get the testing for everything to make sure that we don't get sued. And that's
remember the caption, student athlete, which was illegal. Student athlete, when the idea with these kid who might have had a knee injury or concussion once he was out of the college, man, he wasn't covered with their insurance. You were covered if you were a guy selling peanuts in the stadium, but if you were a student athlete, you weren't. Do you remember that day? You know, that wasn't all that long ago, it seems.
It wasn't. It wasn't that long ago, and that's a sad situation. I mean, when you think about it,
it fooled us. It fooled us. You know, the term student athlete, who knew that this was really the area that it kind of fell into? It was kind of like, wow, it was brilliant in some ways. Yet, if you were one of these families, it was brutal. And again, the idea of having the legal feedback regarding, is there any team at any level in the world of sports that doesn't have their legal representation, Jim?
I couldn't imagine today. If you look at all the major colleges, you know, they're playing, you know, Division I football, and this is really the preamble to pro football. Really,
what about the high schools? You know,
high school sports
is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go back to high school now. I mean, you could dial it down, you know, with the advent of the NIL. I mean, you're talking about these kids thinking about a career once they get into college. They're not thinking about the pros. They're thinking about college. So what they've done is they basically have watered down the idea of working hard to get to that point, because you're going to have a lot of kids fizzling out in college, never making it to the pros, but they already made the money, so they don't care.
You know, you make a point and some interesting thoughts. You know, the whole burnout, the idea of whatever that person's profession and some of these kinds of pressures and the legal side of that regard from burnout to a proficiency.
Most definitely, because that has to be factored in. I look at that as a criminal defense attorney, and, you know, if you don't have the passion or the drive or the fight within you to represent somebody and get into court and do battle for them, I mean, that's really what people are paying you to do. They're not paying you to be a mouthpiece. They're not paying you to be a warm body next to them. That's not what our Constitution says. You know, the Sixth Amendment says you have a right to counsel, and I add to that you have a right to competent, capable counsel.
Good point.
Counsel means one thing, but having competent, capable counsel means quite something else.
Especially when you get 5,000 rules everywhere you everywhere you look.
Well, and you got to be able to navigate. And you need somebody to explain that to you. You need somebody that can educate you, because that's also.
Well, that's one of the reasons. One of the reasons why we like topics of yours to be included in the educational side. Growing up kids, it wouldn't be a bad idea to be included. Did you have that, Jim, the website where people could find out about you in the book?
I did mention www.unequal-justice.com. And certainly, if they look me up, www.porfidolaw.com, they can easily find me and connect with me. You know,
great.
I'm happy to help any way I can, really.
Jim. Thanks so much for joining me. Hold on a quick second, Jim. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows, guests, and topics. We air a little Dr. Bob wisdom. We might throw in a couple of emails. One of our faves next week, Eric Wabina, who is the CEO of Baseball Blue Book. Baseball Blue Book 1909 was originated, becoming the great single place to find out everything about where your son might go to school, who their coaches would be, all sorts of information with Baseball Blue Book. I'm proud to be part of their team of directors in the health, wellness, and sports medicine area, along with my colleague, the orthopedic surgeon of the Bulls and White Sox, Brian Cole. Sean Fry, business growth. You know, this burnout to breakthrough, whole side of the pressures is an area we always include on the Sports Doctor. So we're looking forward to Sean Fry when he joins us. Following week, we're going to talk with the philosopher, Gary Weingart, his Philosopher's Wrench, Using Your Creativity, Heart and Tools to Fix the World. Interesting perspective, again, on that mental game side of the topics we include all the time on the Sports Doctor, where, again, we're looking for philosophers. 2 weeks ago, it was a psychotherapist. A week from Australia, it was a hypnotherapist. The mental game, psychiatry, psychology, et cetera, getting their feedback and creativity, good idea. The website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. You check that out. It's fairly new. We're excited about it. And we're looking to add to it our new adventure, which is the Sports Doctors In. And the Sports Doctors In is really a consulting group, starting with the quarterback of the group, which is Dr. Bob, yours truly. The idea, typical example, whether it was the area of podiatry, somebody was calling with a podiatry question. Is this the right shoe for my son or daughter, the athlete? She's in orthotics. What kind of this problem? What about that? What about this? What about your article to strengthen the feet, et cetera, et cetera? Could be they're calling about nutrition, you know, with these supplements, and you got questions about this, that, and the other. And that individual, we might refer them to our nutritional consultant, RDK. Sports nutrition, but what my consultation will be is two or three sessions, maybe more, over a few months with follow-up, whatever we're doing. Again, the mental game, big area on the Sports Doctor might be involved where I'm dealing with, whether it's a coach or a parent or an athlete themselves and whatever they're going through. We talk about it all the time. I have all sorts of expertise in the group.
whether it's psychiatry, whether it's sports psychology, whether it's mental training, experts in all these areas. And by the way, all of the experts, probably 25 of them, have been contributors to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, or were guests over the years on the Sports Doctor. Great group, including the coaching group and the a lot of business side, the money doctor, regarding if that happens to be in the questioning, how are we going to afford this, the traveling teams, whatever. And again, the quarterback position, the multi-talented position. Again, I've had 1,000 guests on. We've had so much input in so many different areas. We talk about it all the time, every week. It might be on the, again, on the physical side, where we're dealing with an injury, a post-injury recovery. You know, one of our colleagues, Robert Andrews, this is his specialty with the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, although he's worked with the Simone Biles and the world champions in the gymnastics world and other worlds, the Navy SEALs. But now he's specializing in the mental side of the recovery with these athletes. You know, aren't I better tomorrow? I got to play, Doc. All these kinds of, and then there's the specialty training. Again, I just came out with an article in Lower Extremity Review called The Prodigy Sports. And the prodigy sports are the specialties, the very early specialties. Think gymnastics. Think figure skating. You know, the 2010, I can't believe we celebrated the 15th year anniversary. Evan Lysacek won the Olympic gold medal men's figure skating in 2010. And he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. It's all he wanted to do. Again, there are tennis players, there are soccer players, there are swimmers, volleyball players, all of these sports where there are hockey. Again, figure skating, where these kids, even at 10, 11, 12, this is all they want to do. Now, that's part of the understanding that we want these kids to play multiple sports, all of them. Surprising. Because it's a myth that necessarily that's overdoing it. We'll talk more about that in the future. You want to email me, drryl, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody.